Lawrence Korb was an assistant secretary of defense under Ronald Reagan. He is now a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. I wonder if you could first, Mr. Korb, define briefly the principles, the doctrine, if you will, that has guided this administration, the Bush administration, through two terms, the Bush Doctrine.
Well, basically, it says that the United States reserves the right to take military action against a state or a nation that is not an imminent threat, but could be a threat in the future. That given the events of September 11th, the United States can no longer stand and wait. It must take preventive action.
All right. And that was as a result of September 11th. But I wonder how radically different those principles are, this Bush Doctrine, from the principles of past presidencies regarding unilateral preemptive action.
Well, I think it's dramatically different because previous presidents had embraced the doctrine of preemption, which meant that the threat was immediate, that you could take action. But the idea that you could take unilateral action against something that could be a threat by yourself basically is a whole new standard of international behavior. And, for example, it could lead, if other nations would adopt it, what would keep India, for example, taking action against Pakistan, given not only what's happened in Mumbai, but the events that have occurred in Kashmir over the last 2 decades.
Do you believe, as someone who served under President Reagan, that the United States has been better protected, more secure as a result of the Bush Doctrine over the past 8 years?
Absolutely not, because what it has done is it's gotten the United States involved without the support of the international community, and it's made it more difficult for the United States to criticize actions, for example, in Russia. It lays the foundation for instability, for example, if India should decide they have to take action.
Have you seen what some other observers have seen in President Bush, the current President Bush, and that is some kind of mellowing of the Bush Doctrine, of these principles of the use of preventive or preemptive war, unilateral use of power?
Very definitely. The second Bush administration basically has gone back to more traditional forms of American foreign policy. For example, President Bush said, we will not let North Korea get nuclear weapons. Well, they actually tested them, but rather than taking military action, he actually became part of the six-party talks.
Although when we hear President Bush speak, as he did today, for instance, and as Jeb Sharp just reported, he's saying that the United States must stay on the offensive to ensure that the American people are protected from harm. Is he saying one thing about sticking with the doctrine and then actually doing something else?
Well, basically he is. I mean, the rhetoric hasn't changed. Like, he will talk about North Korea in the same terms that he used to. Assemblies talked about Iran, but as a matter of fact, he let his number three person in the State Department actually go to meetings with the Iranians.
Barack Obama has indicated that he intends to take a more multilateral approach to foreign policy than President Bush has. Do you see any evidence that he would hold on to any of Mr. Bush's precepts, for example, reserving the right to take any kind of unilateral military action if he saw it necessary?
Well, I think basically the only place he would do it is against a non-state actor like a group like Al-Qaeda. For example, he has said that if he had information that Al-Qaeda's leaders were in Pakistan and the Pakistani government would take action, he would.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the bottom line for some people is that the more they see George W. Bush mellow out and the more we hear about the challenges facing Barack Obama, the more they believe that the two foreign policies might be more intertwined than the rhetoric would suggest.
Well, again, I find it hard to believe that he would take unilateral military action against a threat that's not imminent.
All right. Lawrence Korb, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Lawrence Korb, former Assistant Secretary of Defense under Ronald Reagan. He is now with the Center for American Progress. He spoke to us from Washington, D.C.